The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. It is Saturday, November 27th. There in America, and I'm glad to have survived another week, especially this week with all the craziness that's going on back in the United States. It's a very unique perch I have, broadcasting here from Bangkok, Thailand. And, you know, you just think the U.S. is crazy at times until you get outside the U.S. and look back at it, and then you know it is. It's not a matter of thinking about it. It's a unique perspective. In any event, I hope everybody had enough Thanksgiving on your Indigenous People Day, I believe is what we're calling it these days, which it's like most labels. It's absolutely meaningless, and you know, it looks like the players have changed in terms of what we're celebrating. There's no more Columbus to celebrate, according to the people that are, or at least would have you think that they're smarter than you and me. And I guess we'll let them think what they want. I think the proof is probably in the pudding. And, you know, to the extent that we're tearing down icons of our history because they're imperfect, I can't imagine that anybody's perfect, but for whatever reason, we're going to find other folks to honor and otherwise pay homage to. You know, the other thing I guess that's interesting is, you know, in America, I kept hearing about the supply chain issue, which I'm not saying doesn't exist. I'm sure it's like most things in life. There is some truth to it. On the other hand, I know there were more butterball turkeys for sale here in Thailand than you could shake a stick at. And I went to the go-to American, or I guess Western restaurants Thanksgiving buffet celebration, and no shortage of turkey, no shortage of anything that you might otherwise associate with America. So I guess maybe some of those ships that were queuing up out off the coast of California must have turned around and come back to Thailand, and I'm not sure where the turkeys were coming from, because for those of you that might have ever had turkey in Thailand where it was a Thai turkey, there's a big difference. It's more like a big chicken, maybe, or a thin big chicken than a butterball turkey might ever be. But anyway, that's a different scenario. Let me elaborate on the disclaimer again that you heard coming in, and basically just let you know that, yes, we're going to be talking again about how to double your financial freedom based on what I hear on other shows. We actually know which code sections of the Internal Revenue Code, the tax code, to execute real estate, retirement planning, private real estate partnership syndications, and I guess assorted ways of getting you down or as close as possible, given your specific revenue streams, to the zero tax bracket. And there's actually not a zero tax bracket for you purists out there that might be questioning how much I know about the code. But let's just say that you can get down to a level where your standard deductions and some of your income, if you're on Social Security, will not be subject to tax. And then moreover, we can increase that level of, I'm going to call it income, using the term loosely, by using vehicles that start off not being subject to tax, like Roth 401s, Roth IRAs, payments out of cash value life insurance, etc. There are a lot of ways under the Internal Revenue Code to make a lot of money and not owe tax if it's structured correctly. So that's what we focus on. And, you know, we operate under the modus operandi that we are planners. We're not reporters. I would challenge you to tell me the last time your reporter, i.e. your current tax preparer, most likely, has called you and said or done a radio show to say that, you know, we've got some ways that will save you some taxes, as opposed to just calling you to find out what you earned a year ago and now we'll go report it. And I'm not saying we don't do any reporting, but we sure try to minimize the reporting to be able to do more planning. The planning is what matters. The planning is what makes you money, possibly for last year or this year now, since we're still coming up on year end, and for certain over the next 10, 15, 20, 30, et cetera years, which is where it really matters. And again, if we can do that in a tax optimized fashion, then that helps you create wealth with those dollars that would not otherwise be going to the IRS. And for those of you that are interested in planning and would like perhaps to work with us, you can go to the BEAPlanner.com website. That's BEAPlanner.com website. And a couple ways of connecting with us. We've got two links there at the top of that page. Schedule a call and intake forms. And if you will complete our intake forms and then schedule a call, or schedule a call and just understand we'll be limited in the details we might be able to discuss if you haven't submitted the intake forms. But happy to chat with you about whatever you're contemplating on your strategic planning and let you know how we might be able to add value to it. And if that appeals to you, feel free to do that. No charge. It'll be complimentary for the first call at least, and we'll be happy to analyze, not consult, we'll analyze what you submit for us. For those that are planning, you know, I'm just going to mention a few things that you want to think about here before the end of the year, and all of these, each one of these could involve a single radio show, so we're not going to get into to many details, but you know, understanding itemized deduction strategies to the extent you have itemized deductions that exceed or maybe don't exceed the standard deduction, but if you paired them up in a alternating yearly fashion, like property taxes, let's say you paid your last year taxes in January, you might want to pay these here before you get to the end of the year, the current year, in December, and then get a deduction that might get you up over the standard. Well, I hear the music. We're coming up to the first break. We'll circle back in a few minutes. If you'd like to call in, the number is 281-558-5738. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I don't know. Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BEAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BEAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Want to get really growing? ArborGate Soil Complete and ArborGate Blend provide a 1-2 punch that simply works. 80% of a plant's success rate depends on what's below the ground. Start with Organic Soil Complete. It's handcrafted from organic materials, including vegan compost, rose soil, and expanded shale. Perfect for your beds or containers, and is available by bulk or in bags. Then, feed your plants with our Organic Blend plant food. It's time-released and will not burn. Made with composted poultry litter, organic matter, calcium, molasses, and 11 species of mycorrhizal fungi. Sound delicious? Your plants will think so. This powerful organic combo, designed especially for gardening success in our area, will energize your green thumb as never before. So head out to the ArborGate, located in Tomball on FM 2920, a mile and a half west of Highway 249, or visit us online at arborgate.com.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, and we were just starting to go down a list of some common, well, maybe common, maybe not for most people, I guess, tax planning strategies as we approach year end. If any of these, you know, pique your curiosity, or you know, you're otherwise intrigued about how they might be available for you. Again, feel free to go to our Be A Planner website, beaplanner.com, and complete our intake forms. We'll be happy to analyze how your facts and circumstances might yield some positive results from these strategies. So anyway, I was mentioning the itemized deduction strategies. There are several things timing-wise that can be done to enhance or otherwise increase deductibility. Charitable planning strategies within that itemized deduction strategy umbrella would be something else. The role of donor advised funds for what I'm going to suggest would be for the mass affluent folks that have, it wouldn't have to be $1 million a year in income, but that would certainly be a level that you very well may consider. It could be less. Implementing the backdoor Roth conversion in 2021. That's a big one. That's a hot topic. As you may or may not be aware, it's been kicked around like a soccer ball in the current debated BBB, Build Back Better, legislation. It was originally removed from the tax code, but the rule was changing where you can no longer execute backdoor Roths. And by the way, for those that don't know, I guess I'm throwing around the term backdoor with assuming you understand. A backdoor Roth conversion is for folks that otherwise would not qualify to undertake a Roth contribution in the current year. So what you can do is you can make a non-deductible IRA contribution, and then immediately after you've made that, you can recharacterize or convert or roll over. I see different terms bannered about. I would argue it's convert is the proper term. But you can convert that to a Roth without paying any tax because you didn't claim a deduction for it. It was a non-deductible IRA. It's an incredible tool. Or so it would seem when it's at the Roth IRA level, until you realize you've got also a mega, M-E-G-A, backdoor Roth option if you're deploying one of my favorite strategies, which is the self-directed 401 trust, or for a marketing term, the solo K, although it's not every solo K. You've got to have the right type of language in your documents to allow it. But when you think about the difference in amounts the backdoor Roth IRA, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, and they change, they're indexed, it changes all the time. Just by the time I finally get the current year number in my head, it changes. But let's just call it, if you're under $50,000, I think it's like $6,000 maybe, $6,500 that you're limited to, whereas with the mega, if you're over 50, as some of us are, I believe it's 7,000, maybe 7,500. But again, it's a relatively low amount of money compared to the mega option, which is for folks that are self-employed, that have a self-directed 401 trust. And the current year limitation for those of us that are over 50 or 50 or over is $64,500. And it's going up again next year. So it is a significant wealth generation tool, but for the fact that it's slated to be terminated for years beginning 1/1/2022. Now, again, that tax bill, obviously, if you're following this in the news, has not yet passed. It may not pass, or it likely, I don't think there's any question at this point, it will not pass in its current form. So where are we on the backdoor Roth? Well, the House Ways and Means Committee draft text of the Build Back Better, it's hard to say it, I'm sorry, because it's not true, number one. If it were true, I think I'd be able to get it down. It is not Build Back Better. It is spend more, spend more, spend more. That's really what it is. There's a little bit of good in it, but not nearly enough to justify pouring gasoline on the inflation fire that's already underway, if you haven't noticed. But in any event, the House Ways and Means Committee draft text came out in September, mid-September, and terminated the provision, and then come November 1 on Rev 2 of the draft text, Congress had eliminated all of the retirement plan provisions from being in the act, the current act. So there was not going to be any changes to IRAs or self-directed 401s. And then not 4 days later, Rev 3, I believe was the one that had the billionaire tax in it, or maybe it was post-billionaire tax, you know, the ping pong ball or soccer ball effect. It makes it hard to remember. But the third rev, they put some of the retirement plan provisions back in, and this is clearly a punitive provision. Really has nothing to do, if you think about the way it's come to life, with people having saved too much money under Congress's rules that they put in place from years back, where you have folks like Peter Thiel and Mitt Romney, and I don't know, there's not more than about 500 other folks that have more than, you know, $10 million probably. I don't know the exact number. I just know it's not as nearly as many as Congress seems to think. And so they're going to make those people take money out. There's going to be RMDs, doesn't matter how old you are, required minimum distributions, just based on the balance. You know, just because you woke up today and you had more than $10 million in your account, you're going to have to take it out. And of course, with a Roth, that doesn't mean you're going to pay any tax, but it does mean you won't be getting tax-free wealth accumulation on those dollars moving forward. And of course, if it's a traditional IRA, you're going to pay some tax. So it you know, prematurely, not based on any rule that was in place when you actually undertook the what would have to be assumed was behavior Congress wanted to encourage, because they did make the rule and they didn't put, while there were various and assorted restrictions, there was never a restriction about what it might grow to because you were successful investing your money. But so be it. You know, rules change. A lot of things change, including who's elected to Congress. And that change could happen, you know, this time next year. Let's make sure it does. Let's make sure we penalize. Let's take some punitive action and remove those, regardless of party, that can't honor the deal that they set out when they first create legislation. They want to go back and change or get, you know, a second bite at the taxation apple, and it's never enough. And I'll challenge you, ask anybody in Congress what, quote, your fair share is, and watch the stammering, the eyes looking sideways, looking to the side. Nobody can look you in the eye and tell you what's fair. And I get really, I don't get a kick out of it. It's sad if, you know, it's anything that it, for all the talk about paying your fair share, nobody can tell you what your fair share is. And when you look at the fact that the wealthy, whoever that is, you define it as you want, the wealthy, since half the company pays no income, or half the country, I'm sorry, half the country pays zero income tax, the wealthy are paying, obviously, you know, over the 50% mark, or at the 50% mark, I guess, depends on how you do your averages. But in any event, they're already paying most all the tax. So, you know, I'm not sure how much more represents their fair share. Thank God we have the wealthy that still have some money. The problem is the wealthy, if we confiscated all their wealth, it wouldn't pay for 1 year of our budget. You know, this current year, I believe it's, or maybe it was last year, yeah, we spent $6.4 trillion. The total tax collections were $4 trillion, and therein lies the problem. You know, we've got a deficit. The deficit continues to expand. The $30 trillion deficit you hear about is not the true deficit. The true deficit is closer to $230 trillion, depending on what form of accounting you use. If you were ever to hint of generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP, or even GASB, which is governmental accounting standards, you would have to book those liabilities that we don't call liabilities because they haven't kicked in just yet. Like we've got indexing on Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, and assorted other spending programs that have already been legislated. It's not like these are maybe going to happen. No, they are going to happen. And when you look at that $230 trillion tax train that's roaring down the tracks, if that doesn't make you understand a couple things, one, that tax rates are going to go up, and not necessarily just to fund, you know, paid leave and child care and assorted other programs, they're going up because the interest on the debt continues to escalate. And at some point, and I'm going to say, I'm going to put numbers to it, sometime by 2029 or 2030, you know, the discretionary, what's left of the discretionary budget right now today will be totally consumed by additional interest on the debt. And so then you've got the massive train wreck, call it a depression. It'll be worse than the likes of anything we've ever seen, much worse than the 1929 depression. And what will happen is assorted investors that are buying our debt today will no longer be willing to buy it. Or if they are willing to buy it, they're going to demand much higher interest rates, which creates a vortex in terms of, you know, the bottom falling out. And, you know, you think inflation is bad now. This is nothing. I mean, this is a picnic compared to what's coming. So in any event, you know, the second thing I guess that you should realize is that tax-free streams of income is where you want to be headed, because that will at least allow you, unless or until the law changes, that'll allow you to survive and keep as much money in your pocket as you can to pay the extra prices for bread, milk, turkeys, etc. I believe we're coming up on another break here. I hear the music starting, so let's come back here in a few. And again, if you'd like to call in with a question, you can do so at 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
With Houston Methodist Virtual Urgent Care, you can skip the drive and the waiting room and connect to our board-certified providers from your computer, tablet, or mobile phone. Virtual urgent care visits are available 24/7, no appointment needed, even on weekends and holidays. Now you can get the same trusted care you expect from Houston Methodist, wherever you are, whenever you need us.
To learn more, visit HoustonMethodist.org. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Time to start thinking about that outdoor kitchen. Gas Product Services can help you design and build that new one or improve or repair that old one. My go-to guy is Russell Metzler. I love his work. I get him out to my house every year. Gas grills, gas lights, tiki torches. You can't have a luau in your backyard without the gas torches. They can design and build your outdoor kitchen anywhere in the greater Houston area. Don't be satisfied with that old worn-out gas grill. Burnt burgers are a bummer. Charcoal briquettes are for losers. My 10-year-old granddaughter always asks me, why don't you just call Russell? Check out their products online at gasproductservices.com or call Russell at 281-798-8006. That's gasproductservices.com, 281-798-8006. 8006.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers are the voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. That was Josh Stone and Robbie Williams. I haven't had that one come up at least lately, but that's a great song for those of you that know those artists. Let's see, we were talking about some tax planning strategies, and I got meandered, as one of my clients calls it. Off of the main topic, which was tax planning. So let me get back to my list here. The backdoor Roth conversion, do it one more time before 12/31. And by the way, for those of you that qualify to do the self-directed 401 trust and you've got significant self-employment income, all you doctors, lawyers, real estate agents, brokers, consultants, accountants, etc., that qualify, here's your shot at doing another $64,500 into your mega backdoor Roth. And in fact, a lot of it you won't have to fund until sometime next year. Can go out as late as October if you're in an unincorporated entity or you're Schedule C or a single member LLC. Or if you've got a 9/15 or September 15th final extended due date for an S-Corp or a multi-member type filing for a 1065, a partnership return. And I know these are all terms that you're not probably familiar with unless these affect you specifically, but don't worry about that. Just think about how can I best save money for retirement, and we'll help explain. We'll do the heavy lifting, but do it before the end of the year, so we can make sure you'll qualify. In any event, after backdoor Roth conversions, you might be looking at implementing a 529 college plan for children and grandchildren, although we've got some other options for that as well. By the way, on the Roth conversion, I guess I should mention, just like with 529s, not so much on the conversion topic for 529s, but basically who should undertake these vehicles? Who should convert and how much should you or can you convert? What's optimal? It's not go convert everything I own or have. And the money doesn't even have to be in the account. You could have this money invested in one of my favorites, the real estate private partnership syndication. And, you know, it's an accounting or a reporting issue. And, of course, you've got to have money to pay the tax, which we prefer to come from outside the pre-tax accounts, pre-tax funds, because that's a more expensive way to undertake a Roth conversion. We want to understand, or we'll help you understand, the difference between a tactical Roth conversion versus strategic. And I'm not going to get into that on the air, but let's suffice it to say there are multiple reasons and multiple considerations. We'll be happy to discuss that with you if you connect with us. There's assorted gain and loss harvesting strategies if you're into investments or have investments that have some carry forward losses, and you've got a chance to sell some things at a gain. It's obviously a matter of pairing those up to generate a net optimal scenario. There's especially good, limited amount of gain harvesting for folks that are in the 0 to 15% tax brackets, where you can reduce the normal capital gain rates. You know, charitable remainder trust is something common, again, more to the mass affluent. You know, I would say $500,000 on up would typically be a rule of thumb. Net investment income tax planning for 2021. There's going to be some changes with regard to the new tax act for those that are making over, I believe, $1 million is the current rev cutoff of the latest flavor of the BBB. Act, and you know, it's going to also apply this concept to, or I guess it's a surtax of sorts, to income that previously hasn't been pulled into the net investment income tax calculation, otherwise known as the Obamacare tax, such as trader business income. Maybe you're generating in an S-Corp, and you're taking distributions, and effectively you're avoiding or keeping the self-employment tax at bay. Well, that's going to change if the current flavor of this bill goes through. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be applied to folks that are over a certain income cutoff. $450,000 married filing joint, $400,000 single is kind of a common line on most of the legislation. So I think that's the level that applies there. You know, there's other options for investing in a slew of, you know, some are advanced, some are not so advanced. Trust, not investing in the trust, but creating trust, enacting trust that enable some income shifting. Again, a lot of this will go away if this act passes in its current form. Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, I believe it is, has got all manner of family entities in his sights when it comes to valuation, when it comes to allocation of the income tax attributes, et cetera. So a lot of those strategies will be changing, probably some for the good. They are being abused in some sense, but at base, I think they're valuable planning for other reasons, asset protection, transition of one generation's wealth to the other, et cetera. And it'll be very interesting to see how the regs or the regulations get written if these provisions stay in place. And again, with Senator Sinema, Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona, and Joe Manchin, West Virginia, this, at least those two, this current rev of this bill will not pass. And there's assorted other Democratic congressmen, which this animal will have to go back to Congress if there's any changes at the Senate level, which there's going to be. In fact, I think it's already a given that it will come back to the House, will probably end up in conference. And so there's still things that can change. And as long as the dollar amount keeps going downward, which is, you know, first started out at $3.5 trillion, not that it was ever really $3.5 trillion, it was closer to $7.5 trillion than $3.5 trillion. And so now they've cut it back. I believe the current rendition is 1.8 trillion, which is really 4.4. So it's still a lot more money than they're saying. And of course, the way they're structuring what's included, and they're including some of their priorities just barely. I mean, they've put funding in for a year on some things, 2 years on others, instead of the original 10. And so they're betting, they're going to try to game the system, essentially, where they're betting that if you put something that's free into our economy, like Obamacare, quote unquote, free, right? You get to keep your plan, quote unquote, not. You know, that no Congress, whether it's Democrat or Republican, will be able to say, to just say no when it comes time for those provisions to sunset or expire. They know the American public will demand all their freebies. Who doesn't like freebies, right? We deserve everything to be free in our life. Just ask the progressive crowd in Congress. Free health care, free education, free child care, free paid leave, you know, keep going down the list. It all should be free. Why? Because we woke up today and we're breathing. No other criteria. That's it. And I don't think, again, that some of these things will see the light of day. On the other hand, you get them into a bill like this where you are negotiating with individual senators who have individual constituencies and congresspeople, and it's amazing how people will show their true colors. So bottom line is, you know, when it comes time here at year end, what strategies will you have executed that may not be available next year? And those are the strategies that we want to take a look at early on here in December. And chief amongst those is the self-directed 401 trust that we've talked about many times on the air, and will continue to utilize for our clients that want to invest in private real estate partnership syndications. It's absolutely the most tax optimal structure, whether it was retirement money or it's not retirement money, for you to be able to invest in those strategies with this vehicle. It is the only vehicle under the Internal Revenue Code that can invest in qualifying investments like real estate private partnership syndications and multifamily assets, as an example, and not pay tax until you decide you're ready to take the money out, whether it's tomorrow, because remember, this is the 401 that pays you, as opposed to the ones, the traditional 401s that some of my cohorts here on the air talk about. In fact, the show that comes on right before ours, you know, they're notorious for suggesting that you not implement the self-directed 401 because they seem to be confused about the rules, and they don't realize that you can set your self-directed 401 up to send you a paycheck once a year, once a month, once a week, once a day. Do it every day. It's your money. You're the trustee. You decide when you want to pay tax. And you don't pay tax if you invest it in the qualifying activities until you take the money out. And if you're under 59 and a half, at that point, you'll also pay a penalty. So you want to be careful. You understand the rules and what you can do with it. But if you found money in your backyard, buried, and you had some self-employment income that would generate a contribution base, your challenge is to get it into a 401 trust, not out. And I think about folks that are still espousing old school rationale to new school investing. And we'll talk about that more when we come back. I have an announcement to make about next week. And I'll spend the last segment talking a bit about why we're going to do what we're going to do. If you want to call in, 281-558-5738, KSEV, the voice of Texas. We'll be right back. Nothing left to lose.
Nothing ain't worth nothing. Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
At Doctors Without Borders, we believe the best medical care knows no boundaries. So when our streets emptied and you sheltered in place, we went to work. The pandemic overwhelmed even the most advanced healthcare systems in the world and made existing humanitarian crises worse. This virus knows no borders, but neither do we. We responded to the pandemic around the world, including right here in the United States. From the Navajo Nation to Southwest Florida to New York City, our teams race to train health workers and vaccinate those in need. And we couldn't have done this work without our 6 million supporters who stepped up in this time of crisis. Independent and impartial, we bear witness to suffering and respond by delivering medical care where it's needed most. We are Doctors Without Borders.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner show with Nathan Ross. This will be our final segment on the show. And as I mentioned right before the break, I've got a special announcement to make. We're going to be starting a second show on Sunday mornings. And, you know, you hear me referring to real estate private partnership syndications. I call them REPs for want of a better term. And, you know, it's become such an incredible space for people that are trying to save for retirement. They're looking for above average returns. And historically, private real estate partnerships have generated some of the top returns. And so the opportunity for our listeners and other folks, for that matter, that heretofore have been restricted to partaking in these investments simply because you had to join a platform or a mentor group or an investor. I call them investor platforms. And again, we've got, you know, Texas is a hotbed for investor platforms. You've got some of the leading, in terms of numbers, platforms that you can invest with. The issue is the whole world within the syndication arena has changed. And now, you don't have to join one of the old school programs that is looking to have you pay significant membership fees. You know, we're talking, you know, $15,000 to $20,000, maybe even $30,000. And, you know, what's happened is obviously, like so many other things in the world, you know, the internet, the online world has changed the rules of the game. And, you know, so you could be a platform that heretofore has mandated membership for you to be able to participate. And they can still do that. I mean, there's no question if they control the investment funnel, then, you know, if you want to participate in their transactions, you'll need to do it, you know, with their rules, which means the old school way. And I'm not saying there's not a reason to do it. Well, I think one of the best platforms we have in the country, in fact, in the world, I guess I could say, is right here in Houston. And they control every transaction that comes through their platform. They've got rigid rules as to who can offer the transactions, who can invest in the transactions. Nothing wrong with that at all. That's their company. That's their business. They can set those rules, and they can live and die by those rules if that's what the market does. And so now in the world of the online arena of investing, now you have the ability to research, to locate, look at, you know, syndicator or lead partner backgrounds or track record, deals they've got coming up, et cetera. And so in this world of research and discovery, you have the ability to invest direct. Now, there's some things missing. You know, if you've never done this, beware. And, you know, one thing that we do as a CPA firm is we analyze, we track, we help you understand, and this is critical, to understand what you sign up for. And it is a moving target. The online syndication capability is a two-edged sword. And on the one hand, access is outstanding. On the other hand, there are new varieties of foxes that are coming for your chicken coop or your hen house. And, you know, we're seeing fees that are being charged in these transactions because, you know, when there's no gatekeeper, like the investment platform that I've mentioned, you know, if you join a group and they, you know, control who gets to sponsor and who gets to participate, then they have a way to keep the foxes out of the hen house, or at least try to. But when you're investing direct and you don't know the difference between a fox or a, I don't know, a rat, there's a little bit of difference. The fox is much slyer. Versus the good guys. And by the way, we've got some good guys that you can invest directly with, or I know of some good guys. They're not my good guys per se, but some of these platforms, you know, as much as they appeal to some lead partners and investment sponsors, eventually they, you know, their rules and their requirements may lead to a disenchantment, or you know, the rules are restrictive to the point where they can't grow, they can't undertake as many transactions as they want with the team that they develop. So they leave, and then they you know, allow people to invest directly. And so we're tracking folks like that. We've accumulated some from around the country, got large diversification in terms of where they're located, etc. So our Sunday show, I guess to circle back here, is going to be a totally focused show on real estate private syndications. We'll interview the sponsors on occasion. We'll interview some investors on occasion. We will have a raft of content on what to look for, how to understand the math involved. After all, it's all about the math in terms of what we're looking at. There's also some subjective criteria we'll expose you to on to how to evaluate the syndicator options out there. We'll help you understand the fee structure, and that's one of my pet peeves, as any of you know that have listened to this show, is you know, the concept of raping and pillaging has run amok when it comes to fees. And contrary to what I hear some people say, that there's industry standards, no, there's not industry standards. There are people that want to one-up the last one. If that's that's the standard that I'm seeing, is that whatever, you know, this stuff is changing real time. You know, 4 months ago, I was seeing a lot of deals, as an example, that had a 2% acquisition fee, meaning that once you had, you know, you'd funded your money into a transaction, whether it's your retirement money or whether it's non-retirement money, it's just money you had in the money market, property is acquired. Day one, the lead partner or syndicator is taking on a $50 million transaction, is taking a $1 million, $1 million acquisition fee. And if that were all that he was taking, or she was taking, there's been both, you might say, well, you know, there's cost of putting a transaction together, there's this, there's that. Yeah, there is. And by the way, all that's being reimbursed as well. Mr. and Ms. Syndicator are not losing a penny, trust me, on all their reimbursements. And then you might say, well, you know, they deserve a piece of the success. Well, okay, that acquisition fee is just the start. There's going to be other fees, but in addition to the fee on day one, you're handing the syndicator an override, or what we call a promote in this business, of anywhere from, I don't know, 5% to 50%. And boy, has it nudged upward to where now a 20% promote, that would be what I would call the industry standard if I had to draw a circle around the majority of them from a year ago, is now 30%. And then based on certain criteria as you get into the transaction and you get out perhaps the exit round where you sell the property, once the syndicator gets you to a certain level of return of or on, that's another big difference, return on or of your investment, now they're getting 50% of the extra cash after that point. It's insane. And when you're talking about, again, a $50 million transaction where maybe it's a $15 million capital raise, if you're giving somebody a 30% promote, your capital is being diluted hugely. That's like a $5 million, if it's $30 million promoter, $4.5 million interest that you're handing that party. I thought it was to put the transaction together. I thought it was to cover doing construction management if it was a significant rehab. And I thought it would be to handle a refinance if the opportunity comes up to refinance. And I thought it would be for them to handle a disposition if we have a chance to sell the property for a lot more than we paid for it. But no, all these fees are being added on top of the promote. So that if there's a transaction that's being represented as an 80-20 split between the investor and the lead partner or syndicator, it's really closer to 20-80. And, you know, the math will show you that, which is what we do. And, of course, all these transactions, or at least the more egregious ones, will talk about how they put the investor first. And, you know, they're missing some words in there. It should be they put the investor's money first in terms of them tapping it. And, you know, when you look at how much money gets paid out on day one, that doesn't come from a loan from a lender. Lenders don't fund these fees. This is coming right out of your capital. Your capital gets diluted. And, again, we'll call that out every time. And towards that end, I've got what I'm calling a syndication mass scorecard that will give you the math on all these transactions we're seeing come in on a almost daily basis to help you as the investor. We're going to make that available to our clients. It'll be included in their fees, or if you're a third party and using some other planner, great. But if you're interested in this area, you're going to want to have access to this data, and we'll let you give us transactions that you'd like to see added. And all that is coming on the very near term. I'll probably have a first rev up to coincide with next week's show, Sunday, 7 a.m. Central on KSEV. And we're excitedly moving in that direction. It ties in nicely with our coaching services that we offer from a CPA firm. Now, we're not selling memberships. We're not selling you syndication opportunities. We're selling you we're trying to explain what you're signing up for. That's what we're selling. Okay, I hear the music coming up to the end of the show. I appreciate you tuning in again. Look forward to next week, especially next Sunday. We hope we get a fair amount of listeners. It will be a talk radio show format initially. Still debating about how to deliver that content. But thanks for attending again this week or listening. I'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.